This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tech Talk underway on this Saturday, final Saturday of July already. My time flies. And you can get involved in the program. Doug Swinhart is in. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text the program today, 651-461-9226. That's 651-461-9226. And our text line wide open right now. Our phone lines are wide open. And it happens every week on the program. We get a ton of calls and texts at the end of the program, and we can't get them all on the air. So we invite you to get in early on the program today. Doug, can you believe it? It's already the final Saturday in July.
Unbelievable. You know, with this nice weather, time just flies by. And it is, sounds like it's going to get warm, though.
Yeah, it sounds like a little bit of a heat wave next week, and we'll keep folks up to date on that. But we've had a couple of lovely days in a row, and today is pretty good as well. But if folks are around their computer or have computer concerns, this is the program for you. Once again, 651-461-9226. And, Doug, I want to start with a topic that came up earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. And this impacts me in my full-time job. So I worked for one company. That company was sold to another company, and they moved from Microsoft 365 over to Google. Mm-hmm. And some of the old emails in Outlook aren't retrievable anymore, or are they? Is there any way to get back at those old emails from, say, 3 or 4 years ago that were in Outlook?
You know, the thing is if you've archived them, you're going to have to unarchive them. Now, with Google, and I know that you're trying to go the other way, but Google has a folder that most people don't know about. It's called All Mail, and that shows every email transaction ever done with that particular account. But with this 365 one that you were on, I think that was a part of the domain, and it really kind of depends on how your administrator actually had everything configured as to how much space you have, what's going to happen to them. You should be able to. If you're running out of space, or if they limit your space to keep the speed of the process up to what it should be, they will almost always put them in an archive. I suggest that you contact your previous administrator and see if they've got archives on that or what happened. You should be able to. Emails should not be getting lost. I can almost guarantee they're somewhere. But can you have access to them? I'm not certain.
Yeah, and that's really what I'm wondering about, because, you know, they've obviously moved on to a new domain name. And what I'm wondering is, long story short, you know, do those exist somewhere, or does ultimately Microsoft or wherever those emails lived? And like I say, I don't know how Outlook works in that circumstance. if those emails and attachments were stored locally or if they were up in the cloud. My sense is that they were up in the cloud somewhere because they were tied to Microsoft 365. Mm-hmm. So my assumption is if I had a way to get back in to wherever they're stored in the cloud, I can't imagine they would be purged, but I guess you never know.
Now, did you get a new email address with this
change? Yeah, absolutely, with the change company. New email address, all of that sort of stuff, all set up in Gmail. What I'm trying to do is to find some old files and attachments that I sent here and there maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and that's what I'm wondering about. And we've talked about this a lot on the program, and I've had an old Yahoo account for a long, long time and a Gmail account now for years. So on the personal side, I feel like I'm covered. But there's some artwork and some files that I'd love to get access with that haven't been archived locally. And I'm wondering how to get at that old account.
I would recommend this just to try it. If you open up a browser, and this is one area where you might want to be using Microsoft Edge if it's available. If not, I think I would probably suggest Firefox. But go to Outlook.com and put in your old email address and your password, and it might come up. And if it comes up, then it's time to either forward them to the other one or take Thunderbird and put both accounts in Thunderbird, and that way you could just copy one folder to another. But first, to see if you got access, try it via web-based first. And Outlook.com, it should bring you up there. I think that unless the administrator has completely wiped off the domain name and completely reconfigured that particular but I would think that you guys own that 365 license. So
yeah.
How long ago was this, may I ask?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. You know, it'll be 2 years since the company changed hands, and the transition probably happened in full maybe a year and a half ago. And I think it leads into just to a follow-up. What we talked about last week is that ultimately migrating, if you don't have web-based email, make that move.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it gets back to what we've talked about in the past. All right, we have a lot of texts lining up on the program. And by the way, if you want to call the program, the number is the same, whether you send a call or send a text or give us a call. And that number is 651-461-9226. Carrie Klatt is our producer. Doug is in for the entire hour today. And typically, Saturday is between 2 and 3 when our sports schedule allows. By the way, Twins play in San Diego later. Our pregame show begins at 5:30, first pitch just after 6 our time from San Diego. Let's go to those texts and get started right there. Hey, Doug, do you know where I can get parts for robotics, electric circuit boards, speed controllers, etc.? Where would you go? I would assume for some of the specialty gear, going online and doing a Google search would be the only way to go. Do you know of anybody local?
Actually, Metro Center carries a small section of that, and especially if they're going to be doing robotics with a Raspberry Pi, they got a whole section in the store there. That'd be a great place to start if you wanted to go out and take a look. But you're absolutely correct. This is a run a search and make sure you're dealing with a reputable business. But this is big, big business today. Yeah, it should have no problem at all finding parts. Absolutely none.
Yeah, and that continues to grow, and it really is extraordinary what's being automated and just what's being available off the shelf right now is pretty amazing.
Oh, no question. And I can actually tell you for absolutely certain that eBay and Amazon.com will have robotic kits. And even though they're meant for, like, you know, 13, 14, 15, you're going to learn an amazing amount from getting one of these kits. And they're not expensive. Well, of course, you get whatever level you want to go with. And I was searching around for kits to teach, and they've got kits for soldering and how to wire and robotics. And of course, they'll usually send you to a vendor that has parts as well. That was a great, great text. Whoever sent that in, thank you so much.
From our text line, once again, the number is 651-461-9226. I had a lightning strike and had to get a new modem and a new underground wire. My power strip said surge protect, but didn't do the trick. What should I buy that really protects my electric equipment?
Yeah, you know, APC, actually, and I think it's still in force. I know they've been sold, but it seems like pretty much the same company. APC in Rhode Island, and it's just APC.com, and they're for sale all over. They actually put a $100,000 insurance policy on each unit, even if it's $100. And they will protect from lightning. And in fact, I had a business a number of years ago as a relatively large greenhouse on Highway 61, and it hit something that the NSP back then, or Excel, called a donut. And it took everything, but the two computers were okay. Even the cash drawers that we had plugged into them, they were okay. The UPS itself, uninterruptible power supply itself, that even came back up. So there's really, I just have so much faith in APC that that's the only way to go. Absolutely the only way to go.
Yeah, and for the expense of monitors, computers, etc., having that protection. And on the flip side, lightning strikes, relatively rare, power surges. I think the other side is as big a concern is the brownouts, if you will, where a drop in power. And, Doug, you've given a great example. It's like putting clean gas in your car, that mm-hmm. having one of these makes sure that your electronic equipment, and if you've got, you know, a really nice computer, you know, it makes sure that it's steady, clean power 24/7.
Oh, and I think moving forward, we're going to actually see more and more of the brownout business. Our electrical grid just simply can't keep up. And I think that that's going to accelerate. And that, of course, that takes us into solar and doing some things on our own and to be better citizens to keep this thing in line. But I think that brownouts right now are probably damaging more equipment than surging. But surging, it's instant, and you see it. Where brownouts, it may just take little bits and pieces here and there. And your computer, I always talk about making them run fast, and that's a good thing. But I will take stability and reliability any day over speed, any day. You got to be able to trust your equipment. If you trust your equipment, that's 95% of the battle.
Yeah, and it is really cheap insurance. If you're going to spend money on a fancy computer, you know, upwards of $1,000, it's pretty cheap insurance to have a unit like that between the computer and the outside world electrically.
And speaking of insurance, this party that had this lightning strike, I'm quite certain that their homeowner's insurance or business insurance will cover that. The business that I experienced with, they paid for all of it. So, yeah, I think that if you got decent insurance, it's going to pay. It's a natural phenomenon, yes, but you should be insured for that. I really believe you are.
Yeah, and I would assume the internet service provider, whether it's CenturyLink or Xfinity or one of the others, would come out and replace that line, no charge, if there was a fault there. And that's another thing that we've brought up. I can't remember the last time I've owned a modem or router. Generally, I've just leased. We've had CenturyLink for a long time, and we've just leased modems.
Well, and Xfinity is the same way. I just think that it's just a no-brainer. That actually puts the monkey on their back, yet it allows them access to the equipment so they can keep it up to date, which they have to have. And even if you own your own, it may be put together in such a way to where even if you give Xfinity an opportunity to upgrade, it might not accept the upgrade, and you never know. It's just not worth it. I think that if you're going to do business with that company, use their equipment. And it's not at all like their equipment is substandard. the modems that are coming from Xfinity and CenturyLink and now all the rest of the providers, as far as I can tell, are absolutely top shelf. Absolutely top shelf. You just can't do any better, I don't think. And there's no reason to add that extra stress and more equipment and more points of failure. Just rent it. You're much better off.
All right, a quick break. We'll come back. Tech Talk well underway here on this Saturday. Doug Swinard is in. And, oh, by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email by the end of the program today. Quick break. We'll come back. The number is 651-461-9226. If you want to call the studio, you'll visit with Carrie. She'll put you right through. Or you can text right into the studio. Same number is 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk, E3O-WCCO.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It is Tech Talk on this lovely Saturday at the end of July here on News Talk E3OWCCO. Doug Swinhart is in studio. And, oh, by the way, you can call the program 651-461-9226, or you can text, same deal, 651-461-9226. Twins and Padres later. Our pregame show begins at 5:30 today. Doug, here's a good one. I want to start using cloud storage. Where do I start? Is there a service I buy? I know what you're going to say, but I'll let you say it.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is if you've got an Apple, you've got iCloud. If you have a Gmail account, you've got Google Drive, right, built in already. And iCloud and Google Drive should be your absolute first experience, because both of them come with the product that you have, and they're free, at least for a little while. Now, if you use tons of space, but even a basic Gmail account starts with 15 gigabytes. That's a lot of storage. It's much more than I think people realize. And if you're in a workspace where you've got like a business, that starts at 25 and goes up from there. And if you have to buy more storage from Google or Apple, both are very, very economical. Neither one of them are overpriced, in my opinion. So I just, I think that's the best place to start, because you got something on your computer, you almost have to. I can almost guarantee it. And most people, when they go out and they buy a cell phone, if they only have like a CenturyLink email or the email from their service provider, that particular phone provider will set them up with a Gmail account. And I can almost guarantee they already have it. They just got to figure out how to use it. And as you know, Steve, it's just going up in the upper right-hand corner of the browser if you're logged on through a web base, which you should be, and just click those 9 dots inside the square, and up it'll come. You select Drive and just read through it. Within minutes, you'll feel like you've been working with it for a year. I think that's really the way to go.
Yeah, it is so easy. You can play around with it, and you can create folders. And we have talked about this a lot over the years, about coming up with a game plan. You don't need to store everything. You don't need 5 copies of the same photo, because with digital photography now, you can click away until you get one that's exactly right. But you really only need one, and probably only want to put one in storage, if you will, in the cloud. And then creating folders and naming folders in a way that makes sense. A date convention is fine. There's a lot of way to label files, but you know, if you want to dump all this stuff into the cloud, you got to be able to find it. So,
oh, absolutely.
Labeling it properly is huge up front.
And I will add one thing with the photos. These cameras that we're buying today are unbelievable amount of resolution. And Google Photos, when you're sending them up to the cloud, Google will actually ask you, can I make it smaller? And I got to say this, the human eye can only see so much. But that doesn't mean that you might not want to keep your original on a hard drive at your house or on some type of storage apparatus at home, and then let Google do its thing so it's small and it runs fast on the internet, and it actually will conserve your disk space. I've dealt with some photographers, and I get it. I understand. But movies and pictures are going to take more disk space than anything. So when Google requests that, you know, lower your resolution, or can I condense the size of this? Try it out, because as long as you got the original, you can always put it up in the cloud as well. Really depends on level of importance. But that cloud storage, you just can't beat it. It just can't beat it.
Well, and you can't beat free with the Google account and the capability that it has. And if you need more, they'll sell you more, but it's still dirt cheap. And what's great about a web-based email account, like a Gmail account, and that Google Drive storage completely in the cloud. You lose your computer, it's damaged, whatever. You go buy a $200 Chromebook, you can get all your stuff right now.
Yeah, Google, I just run a quick search. 100 gigabytes, $2 a month, or $20 annually. Or you can buy 2 terabytes for $10 a month, or $100 annually. That's $100 for 2 terabytes. Who in the world is going to need more than 2 terabytes?
No.
But I say that, there's somebody out there that's going to need it.
Yep.
So if they need it, well, then buy 4. I got $200 for 4 terabytes, $200 a year. You just can't beat it. Just can't beat it.
Yeah, and that is an unbelievable amount of storage. All right, quick break. We are going to come back on Tech Talk. Beverly in Farmington's waiting to visit with us. We have more on the text line, and the number is simple. It's good 7 days a week for all our programs. Call or text 651-461-9226. We'll have the weather in a moment. It's going to warm up next week big time. Heat wave on the way, and then more Tech Talk with Doug here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk continues on this Saturday. Doug Swindart is in until the news at 3. Our number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the phone number. And let's go to those phone lines right now in the program. And let's bring in Beverly in Farmington. Beverly, you're on the air with Doug.
Well, I would like you to tell me that the impossible is possible. So here goes. Had an Apple computer for probably 8-9 years, and it was a desktop. I also have an iPhone and an iPad, but in any case, decided it was time for a new desktop. Bought a new desktop from Best Buy, and a really highly tech individual set my new desktop up, and he transferred all my information. Well, I didn't really check anything, you know, for maybe a week and realized that nothing transferred. And the pictures, I don't care, I can get them from my kids, but the documents is what was quite important, actually. And I've asked several people, and because the old computer had already been recycled, I was in a hurry to get it out of here. Is there any way to get, all I need is the documents. I don't need, you know, any pictures, any applications. What's the chance?
I've got a feeling I've got a feeling that the data really has been moved. Give me a call next week and I'll connect up to you remotely and just take a quick review of your computer. I won't bill you. This is a real frustrating thing, but if you were told that they did a copy, they could have done a whole copy, which would not be the easiest to navigate and find one specific item like docs. But give me a call next week. I think we might have some good news. Can't tell you for sure, but once I take a peek, then I'll know.
All right. Thanks for the call, Beverly. And that illustrates one important point, and we bring it up as a public service announcement. And we talked about those emails. Once again, company I worked for a long, long time was sold. New company took over, and I'm looking for some emails out of the archive and being told that maybe they don't exist, and that's a bit frustrating. But as individuals, we can take steps to make sure that we don't have all our eggs in one basket, and that is all our stuff on one computer without some sort of backup, whether that's an iCloud account or Google Drive or some sort of other backup services. And there are a lot of paid services out there, and there's a lot of good ones, or an external hard drive or a DVD, whatever. But having multiple copies of this important stuff stored somewhere is a big deal.
Oh, no question. And having only one copy is really, you are flirting with disaster. And it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. It's just almost inevitable. And so, yeah, it's just not worth it, especially with anything that's important. You got cloud storage, you should have another hard copy someplace on a hard drive, maybe a large one. And by the way, Steve, I don't know if you look, but even external hard drives today that come with solid state drives, really quick, they're getting down in price to the point to where there's no reason people shouldn't have at least one or two extra hard drives. And just take a peek and you'll be amazed at what you can buy for really inconsequential money.
Yeah, it is. Storage is incredibly cheap, whether you're buying or paying for a backup service. And we've talked about a lot of those over the years. Carbonite's been around a long time. There are a lot of good ones. Crash Plan, you know, do a search. There's a lot of reputable businesses that will back up your data on a regular schedule. And it's worth the money. I generally don't want to spend other people's money, but in this case, it is well worth the money. If you forget or you're a procrastinator, get an automated backup service.
Oh, no question. And there's a company called iDrive, not to be confused with an Apple product. And it's iDrive. They are offering unbelievably low prices. And from what I can tell, it's a good runner. And they've got a host of things. I believe they're in California. They're doing great work. It's just iDrive, and I believe it's iDrive.com. And that this is, they're not affiliated with Apple. This is a completely separate business, and I don't know whether they copied the name. I don't think they did. I think they actually had it before. So, but that's a wonderful, wonderful business.
Yeah, and once again, for Beverly, we'll have Doug's phone number and email a little bit later on in the program before we say goodbye today. I have a separate hard drive that doesn't work anymore with my computer. How do I sort that out?
Well, that's unusual. I got a separate hard drive. Well, I would think that I'd like to see that, because I think if I plug it into a Linux computer, we'll have access if that hard drive is still running. That's very rare. Could be a cable. I've been known to actually take external hard drives apart and put them in a different external hard drive, so I have a different circuit board, and up they come. It's pretty unusual that once you have the data that you can't get at it.
Yeah, and those are relatively stable, but it all gets back to what we talked about a moment ago. You got your data on the computer, and you got your data on an external hard drive. God forbid there's a fire or some sort of other catastrophe.
Indeed.
Like those poor folks down in Kentucky in the catastrophic flooding. You don't want to have, once again, all your eggs in one basket. That's why having cloud storage or off-site storage is so important.
Well, absolutely. And iDrive has a free plan that will go to, how much is it? 10 gigabytes of space. And if you want to pay for it, you go to $59.62 for the first year, 5 terabytes, unlimited computers. Well, how can you beat that? That's just ridiculously low price.
Yeah. 244 here at News Talk, E3LWCCO. I still feel bad about Beverly's conundrum, that's for sure.
Well, we'll take a look at it. You know, we might just be surprised. It might all just be right there.
Here we go. What do you think about dual boot on a Windows 11 system? Is it you talk about dual boot systems. Tell us about that. Even with a brand new operating system like Windows 11, no problem?
I haven't had any problem. But see, with Linux Mint has it built into the install. It picks up on, if you've got your BIOS set up properly, your basic input output chip, if that's set up properly, it just installs it automatic, and you can determine how much of that hard drive you want to allocate to Linux Mint or Windows. I much prefer to have Linux in control of your boot sector. It's a personal preference, but I think it's getting easier as time goes forward, because the open source community, and nearly all of them do this, you'd be hard-pressed to find something that you got to do manual anymore. You just pick it how you want it to go and hit the button and stand back and watch it install. And I would suggest that you learn a little bit about the grub menu so you can edit it and make it a little bit easier to navigate and to look at. But that's a piece of cake. There's nothing to it whatsoever. Nothing to it.
Quick break. We'll have more Tech Talk with Doug. By the way, Doug's phone number and email. Now, there's still time for you to get in on the program. You can call or text 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk, E3LWCCO. Lovely summer day here at the end of July, 86 degrees, winds out of the southwest. By the way, the weather this hour brought to you by the St. Paul Saints. Tech Talk continues for a few more minutes. Doug Swinhart is joining us. And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Let's go to the phone lines. And Terry, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Thanks for your wonderful program. I've listened to it for years. You're number one.
I am a computer literate.
And I'm 76 and 78 years old, and I had it, my computer, Hewlett-Packard, it's a Pavilion Desktop number 595-P0084. I think I've had it, Best Buy said I've had it for about 4.5 years. Well, it was transitioning to a solid state, so I had an extra solid state unit hooked up to the computer when I bought it. And what happens is it froze up. I took it to them just to check everything out, clean up some of the temporary files. He said, oh, it's ready to go. Well, I took it home, it froze up. I couldn't do anything but pull the plug. So I took it back. I said, well, maybe it's a mouse. I took the mouse in. They said it works fine. So now I'm wondering what the problem is. Is it where one of their representatives before I just went in the hospital said that it doesn't have the space anymore for the updates. I have Windows 11.
If you bring it over to my place, I don't bill for diagnostics. Give me a call early next week, and if we can get the computer to my place somehow, which I'm sure we can, I'll let you know what I find, and at no charge. I never bill for diagnostics. And we'll take care of it that way. Otherwise, I'll just get too lengthy for the show. But thank you for the call, and I look forward to working with you next week.
All right, and we'll have Doug's phone number and email coming up momentarily. Let's see if we've got anything to clean up on the text line. Just recently, when I go to open the Brave browser, B-R-A-V-E, does not come up on the screen. It shows it's open on the taskbar on the bottom, but I click on the taskbar icon, and it does come up to full screen. I uninstalled Brave, reinstalled, but it still happens. Firefox seems to work fine. What could be going on with Brave?
I think that the size of the window is smaller to the point where it's hiding behind an icon. If you go full screen and it's there, it's there somewhere. And I see this happen from time to time. Users will accidentally hold their left mouse button down or something like this, and they'll drag the corner in and not realize that they're taking it down to such a point where you can't even see it. And especially if it hides behind the taskbar or it's there. You just got to figure out where it's at. And I can almost guarantee, especially if they've uninstalled and reinstalled. I would make sure that you're not bombarded with extensions. And just to be absolutely certain that you don't have any malware, download ADW Cleaner, A, Apple, D, Dog, W, Winner, the word cleaner, all one word, and just go to Google, and I like to get it from Major Geek. So I go to Google and type in ADW Cleaner, a space, a plus sign, another space, and the word Major Geeks, no spaces, and the first or second result, you'll download it and just save it to your desktop if you want to. It doesn't matter. Because once you run it, it'll clean itself up, and then you can get rid of it just to make sure that everything's okay that way. That's a small problem. I hope that helps. Thank you so much.
All right. Very good. That program again, ADW Cleaner.
Mm-hmm. And that's from Malwarebytes. They give this away free to make sure that your computer's clean before you install Malwarebytes.
Okay.
But you can have it for no matter what you have for antivirus or malware. But this is every computer should have that too. But you got to download it when you need it because it's continuously updating. And again, that's great text. Awesome text.
Yeah, and Doug, I want to follow up on that. We've had some calls on Windows 11, et cetera. Should you have outside virus protection with Windows 11? We've brought it up before. What are your thoughts at the moment?
I absolutely think that you should. Windows 11, I don't know if you've heard this, Steve, but they're talking about going to Windows 12 real quick, which just blows my mind. But at any rate, yes, I really do think that you should. They haven't suffered as many vulnerabilities in 11 as they did 10, but it's relatively fresh. But if you've got a home version, for absolute certain. Now, if you've got a pro version in 10 or 11, that's a different story. You might be able to be okay. And if you're on an enterprise level, then that's going to be up to your system administrator. Like you got at work, Steve. That's all got to be coordinated by the IT department.
All right.
But I absolutely would. And it's not expensive. They're always running some sort of a deal. I actually prefer Malwarebytes or ESET, ENOD 32. Avast is okay. Bitdefender is good. They're all, but I like doing business in our country whenever I can.
All right. Well, Doug, the hour's gone. very quickly. We apologize to those techs that did not make it on the air, but we will be back next week on the program. It is Tech Talk. And, Doug, what is your phone number and email?
Oh, thank you, Steve. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And I'll see you next week, Steve.
All right, Doug, you have a good week. Stay cool. It looks like it's going to be a warm one. There he is, Doug Swinhart. It is Tech Talk here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. And sports schedules permitting, we're on the air Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock. Coming up next, we have all the news and weather at 3. We'll get you up to date on the sports headlines. The Loons are in action this afternoon. The Twins are on the road out in California. They're playing the San Diego Padres. Twins didn't play very well last night. They got thumped in San Diego, and the losing streak is now 3. They'll try and turn the page tonight. By the way, our coverage begins today with the pregame at 5:30, first pitch just after 6 o'clock Central Time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.